Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, look who is.
Hey, my man Jehu.
Hey, Sam, my brother. Come on in. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Hey, everybody. Sam is here.
Hey, everyone.
Brother, I heard about that new single. Wow.
Thanks, brother.
Hey, you have your own?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let me hear you do that thing.
All right. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. Hello, everyone, followers and fans out there. This is Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. I have with me this evening Sam Hankins. Hello, Sam.
Well, how you doing, Miss Brenda?
Hey, you're calling from Chicago, correct?
Yes, I am. I'm just
how's
I'm
the
glad
weather
to be
down
here.
How's the weather down there?
Raining right now. You know, we have some rain, you know, but you know, it has passed, you know, but it's all good. It's all good.
Well, we'll keep our listeners interested on a dreadful rainy day out there.
right. Well, good.
All right. Well, I'm speaking with Sam Hankins. He is a trumpet player, and I would like to get into a little bit of what we did last couple times you was on the show about the last couple albums that you had.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you go ahead and mention the albums for some of our listeners out there for them to catch up?
Oh, well, sure. Yeah, I think, I have two CDs out there previously, but the first CD I have out was called Dreamcatcher. And then my second one that's been out for a while was called Nothing Between Us. And so, you know, that's been going, you know, it's been going pretty well and been getting a lot of airplay. But like I said, my latest project that I just put out about a month ago that just came out in March, it's entitled Do That Thing. And you just heard the title track, Do That Thing, with my boy Jules P.
Jules P?
Jules Precott.
All right. You really flipped the script, didn't you, Sam?
Yeah, I sure did. I got to.
It sounds good.
Well, thank you. You know, but like I said, you know, once you listen to all other tracks, you know, it's something good for everybody. You know, it's I got my smooth jazz as well as some up tempos. You know, some slow jams, and so you know, it's a little bit variety for everybody. But yeah, I wanted to broaden my horizon, especially by writing my music. You know, from my latest CD, Nothing Between Us. You know, I wanted to, you know, try to do something different, just try to keep growing as a composer.
Right, and you are really growing, Sam. I've been following you. I get tickled to my tummy when I see you doing something different, because I'd be excited because I know it's going to be good. And and you put a rapper in there, and I mean your trumpet was just perfect melody right in there with it. And how long did it take you to work on this album?
I think when I put out Nothing Between Us in 2012, I started working on this one probably 2013, you know, so it's been a little bit over 3 years I've been working on this, you know, this following project here. And so it's been off and on, and some, you know, it'd be some year, some month, I'm just going strong at it, and then basically I kind of, you know, take a little break, and then I just get right back into it. So finally, I just wanted to give that last push, and I was so close to getting done. So I just made the effort to try to get it out there, because I was very excited about this project, and just wanted to get out to my fans.
I've heard quite a few tracks on this album, and I like a lot of them.
Well, thank you.
I'm quite sure you have some fans and followers that's going crazy right now as well. is McLaurin going to play? Y'all going to play together again?
Well, I surely hope so. You know, if the time, you know, presents itself, or some type of situation where, you know, we can get together and go out and perform. But, yes, I would definitely love that to happen someday. And you know, speaking of Dave McLaurin, you know, he was also the graphic designer of the CD, and so I just want to give props out to him about that. He did a fantastic job with that, and so yeah, that's David McLaurin, you know, artwork.
Hello, McLaurin. Hello out there. Call in and talk to us. Anyone out there that wants to call and speak with Sam Hackins this evening, you can call 657-383-0771, and we can discuss about his music and maybe any other future projects coming along. Do you have
Sounds
any
good.
Future other projects coming along?
I do have a CD release party, you know, coming up in May here in Chicago. It's an establishment here that I'm going to be playing for. I'm going to have the band and everything, and so I'm going to be doing that. But you can find most of that on my website, you know, all the information. But other, you know, the projects, I'm just basically working with other people. You know, if you're writing for other people or playing on their track. So I'm basically wherever they call, I'm you know, I do what I can do. But right now I'm just trying to, you know, develop other things so I can get into, you know, try to work on tours. And so I'm just trying to put things in place where, you know, hopefully the doors will be opening here pretty soon.
And I'm quite sure they will. I know that. I feel that. Are you still being a teacher, teaching children?
Yes. Yes. I'm still the band director. I teach at a couple of elementary schools, but also I'm a associate professor at a college here in Chicago that I teach at, and I also play, you know, in their jazz band. And so, yes, you know, I'm still teaching private lessons. Yeah, I'm still keeping busy with the teaching and finding the time to stay up on my instrument and do gigs.
Well, you're doing a very good job, and I am so proud of you. You just melt me.
Thank you.
why don't you go ahead and give all the listeners out there your fan page information and how to follow you and keep in contact with you, and also where to purchase this new nice music.
Oh, sure. Well, like, so you can follow me on the typical social media. Like, so I'm on Facebook. You can just type in my name, Sam Hankins, or BandDaddy01 at AOL.com. Go find me as well on Facebook. You know, like, also Twitter, you know, Trumpet Man. _1. You can find me on Twitter as well, and also my website. That's where you can pretty much find all my information, how to purchase the CD on my website, you know, www.samhankinsmusic.com. So, you know, that's one way to find out more information about me.
All right. Are you got any big community projects in the city community where you live at going on with you involved?
I have, like I say, not really at this time. I just basically got a, you know, this CD release party
okay.
You know, coming up. What?
All right.
You know, so that's
okay.
What is it?
Okay.
Yeah, so that's basically, you know, that's basically what I got. You know, I got coming up at this, you know, at this time. It's just gigs here and there, and just basically trying to keep busy, you know.
So I'm going to say one more question, and we're going to play another track off your new album. What inspired you to make a twist in adding a rap hip-hop artist?
You know, this is something, you know, I wanted to do because, you know, I'm a big Tom Brown fan. I've always been a big Tom Brown fan. And, you know, I always wanted to do something, you know, what he did with Jamaica Funk. And, you know, I had that little idea of the party. This is something that's been sticking in my head for a long time. And I've been hearing this melody. And I think when I met you, it was probably on your show probably the first time. Jules Prescott, I I think I met him on one of the shows that I was doing the interview with, and we was talking, and so I got to know him. I said, hey, you know, why don't you give me a call? And so, you know, we kept in touch, and I said, man, you know, I got this track here, and let's, you know, see what you can do with it. And next thing you know, he came out with it, and so we just been conversing back and forth, trying to make, you know, make things work and make this phrase work. And so that's what inspired me. It's basically, you know, Tom Brown, you know, and it's just something I want to, you know, do a little different from, you know, from all the other trumpets, you know, players out here, or all the recordings, you know, I just want to do something a little bit different, you know, just kind of, you know, stand in front, you know.
Yeah. Well, y'all both did a very good job, and he done a very good job in his lyrics and his melody and how he was pushing it out there. And like you said, Funkin' for Jamaica, I can hear it. I can really hear that in there. But it sounds different. It's very fresh. It sounds good. It sounds real good. And I'm going to I'm hoping that you will sit still. Don't go nowhere.
Sure.
I'm going
to
play another one of your tracks off your album. And let's see. I'm trying to remember which one it is. I got it.
Okay.
Just sit still. All right.
All right.
Sam Hankins, what up? Yeah! Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm here.
Hey, that was a nice jam I like as well. Come on, come on by Sam Hankins.
Hello out there.
I hope I still have some listeners. This is Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. My name is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, and I have Sam Hankins here with me this evening. He is a professional trumpet player. And is there any information you would like to give us all tonight, Sam?
Well, just, go to my website if you like what you're hearing. You can order a hard copy CD on my website, off my website, www.samhankinsmusic.com. Or you can do the typical downloads on CD Baby, Amazon or iTunes, if you'd like to do the downloads as well, MP3s.
All right. Now, for any of our listeners that have just tuned in or are just now getting familiar with my guest here this evening, Sam, can you go back to when you first started playing instruments and as far as your parents being in the music industry as well?
Sure. Yeah, well, I was very fortunate to grow up around musicians and entertainers within my family. My father was a R&B singer, as well as a gospel singer, and most of my uncles, my aunts, they all were singers in church, and so just hanging around and listening to all these singings and going on. Me and my brother started off as singers as well, but eventually I went to the trumpet because I saw old movie of Louis Armstrong playing, and I just fell in love with the trumpet. I said, that's what I want to do, and I went back home and told my mother and said, hey, I want to play the trumpet. And my mother said, I think your uncle used to play the trumpet, but I think it's probably over your grandmother's and somewhere under the bed somewhere. So next time I know, we was over there, and I got the trumpet out, and I just started at it. I fell in love with it, and it's been with me for a long time, and just playing, and also coming up with melodies and trying to start writing music, But I got a lot of training, playing in a lot of good groups, and traveling and touring, and so it just it just made my love of music just grow stronger for me, each day, and so that's basically where I am right now, still playing the trumpet.
So can you tell me what song was that sparked you of Mr. Louis Armstrong?
Oh, probably at that time, I probably couldn't know what song was. I know, as I got older, I started learning more about him. That particular, video clip I was seeing was where he was with the Hot Five, the group that he called the Hot Five, and like I said, that particular song I really couldn't tell you. It was so long ago. I think it could be Potato Blues, if I can recall. But, I just said, wow, that's something I wanted to do. And, this caught my interest, and it's been a love ever since.
It's amazing to hear you say that you just started off playing the trumpet after you experienced with other instruments. It's hard playing the trumpet.
Yes, it is. It is not an easy
instrument. It's hard to blow
an instrument. Yes, it is hard. And, you can imagine having a piece of pipe or some type of plumbing pipe, and somebody just beat you across your lips constantly. That's highly.
Oh yeah, I can.
Holding this thing up to your lips, mouth, and constantly, and it's. It's challenging. Every instrument has its own challenges, but, after...
Don't your jaws hurt?
Yeah. it's just like anything, like calluses, you build, your muscles build up, and and something, you know, you get used to, you know. You keep doing it more and more, you find yourself playing longer and longer. But, you know, when you have to play 2, 3, 4 hours straight, yeah, you do get tired, you know. Your mouth, your muscles just, you know, your muscle gets tired, you know. They need a break, you know, so... But,
well, Gillespie, his jaws just swelled up like balloons.
Well, yeah, you know, he had a physical condition. You know, I think they call it a guppy or a goat. I can't think of a particular word, but it was where his glands expands while he put pressure as air and everything is going through his, you know, mouth cavity and everything.
Wow,
but it is,
I didn't know that.
It's called the guppy or the goldfish. I should know this, but it's just basically a medical condition where air was passing through where he couldn't control his glands. His glands just pop open automatically.
Right,
you know, something he couldn't control. But, you know, it did help him. It gave him probably advantage, you know, keeping the air stream and all the air going. But as, you know, as trumpet players, as we, you know, starting out learning how to play, you know, we taught not to poke out our cheeks. But, you know, whatever, everybody's different. You know, you got some great players out there who play with their cheeks out and it works for them. So it's, that's cool with me.
Yeah, you play very well, and obviously Gillespie, he had an advantage because he was good at what he done, and it sounded very good.
Mm-hmm.
That's some
mm-hmm.
real good some facts there from the past. You know, it's something I didn't know he had a condition which that made his jaws come out like that. I didn't understand
mm-hmm.
that, but since you filled me in, I appreciate that tip. Can you give us what's the name of your trumpet?
I play on a custom model, but his name is Flip Oaks. He's a very good friend of mine out in California, and he makes trumpets called the Wild Bean, and he makes these, you know, phenomenal trumpets, all different size, small, large, medium, large, bores, bells. So, you know, this is what I'm playing on, you know, at this time. I've been playing on his Wild Bean for a long time, and it's been a great horn. I mean, it's been working well for me.
All right, and I know the a lady named Cindy Bradley. I've seen her play in concert, and
mm-hmm.
she has this pink trumpet that's made
mm-hmm.
kind of weird looking. What kind of trumpet is that? I don't know about the.
Sure. It's what she's playing on. It's called a flumpet. What it is, it's a combination of a flugelhorn and a trumpet built together. You know, so you have your trumpet, you know, long cylinder, you know how trumpets look. Then you have your flugelhorn that's a little bigger, a little broader, gives you more dark sound. Well, what she has a combination of both, and it's called a flumpet.
I've seen that.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what you. So you can get real bright sound when you want to, or you can get a nice dark sound when you want to. And so, you know, those are custom made instruments, you know, to work, you know, for that particular artist, you know, that they, you know, looking for out of their sound and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
I hope one day I can get to the point where I can get my own custom made instruments and horns and you know, and mouthpieces
gosh.
Yeah.
We're gonna sit back and listen to you. Matter of fact, if you can blow your horn, Sam, do your thing. Do that thing.
You always ask me, you know, to do a little playing. You know, it doesn't, you know, the sound doesn't sound for, you know, too well over the phone here, but
I know.
But
just a little bit. Okay, thank you.
Well, for you, Brenda, anything. No problem.
Always get you, don't I?
Yeah, you do get me. I'm just I'm just trying to think something off the top of my head. Something like that.
Oh, that was good. It sounded real good through the airwaves there. Yeah, right. Sam Haskins, he is doing his thing this evening with Let's Jazz It Up Blog Talk Radio. Sam, I want you to stay with me tonight. You're in the hot seat.
Okay. I will. All right.
So I'm going to give you a rest. You can put it away now. I'm going to let your album speak for everyone out there. I'm Brenda Moss. This is Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. Stay tuned. Here is another song that I'm getting ready to play, and it is called Day Before Yesterday by Sam Haskins. Yesterday by Sam Haskins. Hello, Sam. Are you still with me?
Oh, yeah. Still here.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm not going to bother you too much anymore because our show is about to go out. I have one more track to play of Sam Haskins, and that will be Thinking of You. Sam, I would like for you to give all the listeners out there your fan page information and where to purchase this new album.
Sure. You can find me on Facebook, just type in my name, Sam Haskins, or bandaddy01al.com. You can find me on Twitter, basically it's Trumpet, Trumpet underscore one, Trumpet Man underscore one. And also you can find me on my website. It's very easy. It's samhankinsmusic.com. That's where you can find, you know, purchase the hard copy if you'd like to order a hard copy of this CD, and it's, as well, you know, an autograph, you know, just let me know. And you can find the digitals on, you know, iTunes, CD Baby, as you know, Amazon as well.
All right, all right. And you are really doing a good job on this album. You really have surprised me. You have really stepped it up, and you keep doing your thing. Here's Sam Hackins. You keep doing it. You keep doing it. You are going up there. I'm telling you. And I am so glad that you came on my show tonight. And you know you are always welcome back. And I don't know what else to say. Do you? If you have any inspiring words to tell others out there that's struggling today, go ahead.
just never give up on your dreams. Just keep going. You know, regardless. How many no's and how many doors is closed? It's, you know, one day it's going to open, and then and what God grants you, you know, it's your time. And, you know, it's going to be your time. You know, it can't be denied. And this is something, you know, I got to keep telling myself, and I keep praying that, you know, and hopefully my time will come and the doors will be open. And but I just got to keep going. You got to keep going. You know, even though it's, you feel like you want to give up. You just got to keep going. Just take one day at a time.
And thank you for those words. Thank you for those words. And so that is Sam Hackins. And I'm going to say thank you and good night. And thank you all the listeners out there for tuning in at Let's Jazz It Up Blog Talk Radio. Tune in and stay with me for the rest of this week. There are more new episodes coming. This is Brenda Moss signing out. Goodbye.